Newest Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner has not played a single snap with Aaron Donald yet, but he's already getting the benefits of playing with the best defensive player in the NFL.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name is Travis Rogers. I am your host for Locked On Rams. I also host the Rams pregame show and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles. I've been doing that since the Rams came back way back in 2016. It's been a good six-year run, including a Super Bowl championship not that long ago. Want to read some of your YouTube comments coming up in just a little bit. I want to talk about some of the things and some of the players maybe that we have not talked about much since the end of the Super Bowl. Some guys that had an incredible impact on the Super Bowl, specifically A'shaun Robinson. That's coming up in just a little bit. But let's get into Bobby Wagner. But first, let me remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. So Bobby Wagner is brand new. Bobby Wagner is a great NFL player, and Bobby Wagner has played with some unbelievable NFL players along the way. He's played with guys who are going to wind up in the Hall of Fame. He's played with guys that are multiple-time All-Stars, champions. We're talking about Van Chancellor, Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, just a bunch of really fantastic defensive players along the way in his time in Seattle, and he was certainly one of them as well. But what he has never done is play with Aaron Donald before. And Aaron Donald is exactly one of one, right? There are all sorts of guys that are going to make other players better. And then there's what Aaron Donald does for other players. The only thing that I can kind of come up with in most recently, and it has nothing to do with football, but I think it's a good example, is, and it's not making you better, but just kind of clearing the field for everything else, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was so much better than everyone else at what they were doing when he was at his best. And the money started pouring in. Everyone else got richer because Tiger Woods was around, right? That just Tiger's presence in that sport brought up purses and everything else. Everybody got very rich because Tiger was that good at it. Now, maybe Aaron Donald's impact hasn't gone across the league like that, but how many different defensive players have had their best year when Aaron Donald was the other guy on the team? Because you have to pay attention to Aaron Donald, right? You can't just decide, oh, I'm going to deal with, you know, Ndamukong Suh or Dante Fowler or any of the other guys that have been around here, Leonard Floyd, Von Miller, all of these guys, right? That because Aaron Donald demands so much of your attention, guys are going to be able to go do what he's doing. Now, Bobby Wagner was on the Pat McAfee show not that long ago, or late last week. And what he said was, I'm really excited to play with him. I've been watching him from afar. And any linebacker that's got a guy like that right in front of you, it's going to take a lot of pressure off of you and allow you to come downhill and make plays. When I come downhill, they can't come off on him fast to come get me because then he makes a play. I'm excited to get out there and figure everything out. It's going to be fun for sure. It's Bobby Wagner on the Pat McAfee show. Yes, Bobby, it will be fun. And it will be the most fun for you because everything that you just said is true. And then it's probably going to be even better than that because as good as it looks on film, as fantastic as it is to see him getting doubled and tripled and freeing up some other people along the way, you hear so many of the different people that have come through the Rams and that have come from other places, or maybe they just came into the league and they're rookies, and they talk about the ferocity in the way that he practices, the incredible intensity that he has in games, and the attention that that draws from other players, the attention that it draws from guys on the other side of the ball. Bobby Wagner has played with really good players, like I mentioned a second ago. But he hasn't played like this because there hasn't been another one of these. There haven't been a guy where if you double him, he's still probably going to make the play. You're going to have to send a third guy at him occasionally. And now all of a sudden, Aaron Donald has never had a player like Bobby Wagner directly behind him. And if that means that even 1% of the attention that should be directed towards Aaron Donald now all of a sudden goes to Bobby Wagner, because Bobby Wagner is that guy too. Maybe not at the same level as Aaron Donald, but we're talking 4 all pro, first team all defense in the last 5 years. Pretty darn good. And that means that 1% less attention gets put on Aaron Donald. Do you know what Aaron Donald's going to do? He's going to blow up your play. He's going to blow up your quarterback. He's going to blow up everything that you have planned on offense. And now all of a sudden, the plays come back to Aaron Donald. You have to start with him. And now Bobby Wagner goes back to work. This is what I'm saying. This is why getting him, I think, is such an interesting deal. This is why having him on this team not only makes him better because of Aaron Donald's presence, but the opposite is true as well. This is something that the Rams, I think, have figured out very, very well. Now, are there some places on the defensive side of the ball where the Rams could get better? Of course. Every team has guys that you wish you could get a little bit better, or maybe a little bit more experienced, or just, you know, maybe fine-tune some things here or there. We're sure. But what the Rams have figured out that with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, and now with Bobby Wagner, if I can just eliminate a couple of different positions on the field, and now we've got three, and you had three with Von Miller too, right? That you can't get to the other spots quick enough because I have to deal with these three guys or four guys or whoever it might be. And they're going to, one of those guys is going to make something happen quick enough that you can't maybe exploit me where I might be a little bit more weak than in some of these other places. This is the genius of what they do. Now, look, there are times when it doesn't work perfectly and they're going to lose a game occasionally and guys miss some assignments or what it might be. But it's you're putting, right, is it the Dutch boy? I don't know. That's paint. But who's the guy with his finger in the dam? Who's the guy that, okay, there's a leak here. I'll put my finger over here. Oh, there's another leak. Okay, I'll put my other finger over there. That's what you're trying to do with the Rams on defense, right? Okay, I got to put both of my fingers on Aaron Donald, and now I got to deal with Bobby Wagner. I can't go at Jalen Ramsey, so that guy's completely not of use to me right now. Your options get very, very narrow very, very quickly, and wherever you might be a little weaker on that side of the ball, all of a sudden you can cover it to a degree because maybe I can shade a guy over here. I don't need to worry about covering for Aaron Donald or Bobby Wagner or Jalen Ramsey. So I've got my eight guys left, and you're only sending five or six guys at me. I got a couple of guys that I can double along the way, and Aaron Donald's getting home in 2 seconds. And if not, Bobby Wagner is going to be there to clean up whatever needs to get cleaned up. And if you want to try to make a read before it happens and Jalen Ramsey jumps it, good luck with that. Him in the mix defensively, not only does it make it a lot better for him because he gets to play with these other guys, but they get to be so much better too because you can't attack the middle of the field like maybe you were before with some of the other guys that the Rams had in the middle. Okay, coming up next, I want to talk about something that Raheem Morris, Rams defensive coordinator, had to say about A'shaun Robinson in the Super Bowl that, again, staying on the defensive side of the ball makes the Rams even more dangerous coming in to this next season. But first, let's talk about our friends at betonline.net. It's your number one source for all your sports betting information and stats. Think about it. Did you go check it out before Tiger Woods teed off on Thursday? I was telling you about it all last week, right? Tiger to make the cut. All of this stuff is on BetOnline. And if you would have gotten down, you would have a chance not only to see an awesome moment in golf, but you might have been able to clean up a little bit along the way. Find all the latest developments, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs, which are just about underway, and the start of Major League Baseball season. Bad start for my guys in blue. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, so, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about the Super Bowl and everybody that played so well in it and so many of the guys, they're going to be integral to getting back to the Super Bowl next year or making a deep run in the playoffs or just having another very, very good team in the 2022 season. And most of the guys that we've talked about have been very, very obvious, right? You're talking about Matthew Stafford and the no-look pass and the touchdown drive to win the game and the fact that he, you know, they won three different playoff games because he was extraordinary. We talked about Cooper Kupp, who was the Super Bowl MVP, and rightfully so. He was amazing on that final drive. Aaron Donald, right? He broke up a couple of different plays towards the end of the game in both the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl. Von Miller was all over the field. OBJ was very good in the playoffs. It's just there were so many different players that we were talking about at different times. Jalen Ramsey, of course, is always going to get mentioned when we're talking about the Rams' best players. And while this guy might not be one of their best players, I thought it was really interesting. Raheem Morris was talking about A'shaun Robinson. He was on a show, and he said that he might have been, A'shaun Robinson, that is, have been the best player in the Super Bowl. He said, quote, A'shaun Robinson, in that game, he may have been the best player in the Super Bowl. Go watch him throwing hands, okay? So you're thinking, okay, well, did we really talk about A'shaun Robinson all that much? Maybe not. But when you just look at the stat sheet, here's what it was. 6 tackles, a sack, a quarterback hit, and a tackle for a loss, right? He also had 3 total pressures and the third best of those PFF grades that we see out there. And look, this is, again, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about a second ago. This kind of comes back to the genius of what the Rams have, one of the things that they're very, very good at. Yeah, they're going to have some very big name players on the top line, right? On the movie poster, their names are going to go near the top. There's no question about it. But they also have a lot of really good supporting players along the way that make an unbelievable impact in what they do. A'shaun Robinson is one of those guys that if you watch the Rams closely, and if you're listening to this podcast, the odds of you watching the Rams closely are very, very good, right? I watch them very, very closely as well. We don't talk about him very often. We mentioned Greg Gaines a handful of times. We mentioned Sebastian Joseph Day, the fact that he's now on the other side of the building with the Chargers. And these are guys that had positive impacts. But Robinson was one of those guys that very quietly throughout the course of the season, and in particular in the Super Bowl, like he was saying, were at their best when their best was required. And that's my favorite Sean McVay saying of all of them, right? He's got like, it's not about the me, it's about the we, and all of these. And they're coach speak, right? They're those things about the collective is more powerful than the individual. And I get it. And if you're going to play in the NFL, you probably need to buy into those sorts of things. But the one that he puts out there, and I think that A'shaun Robinson exemplifies this probably as well as anybody else, be at your best when your best is required. They needed him in that Super Bowl to be terrific. They needed everybody that day to be as good as they possibly can, and he was. And it's just another layer. Look, there's going to be somebody on opening day. There's going to be somebody in the middle of the season. There's going to be somebody in the playoffs. There's always these guys that when you go back and look at a championship run or a very good season, you say, I forgot how important that guy was to this team. And think about some of the other guys that we've seen fall into that category. I'll use another guy from this team, right? This is a person that was on the team for a month. Eric Weddle was unbelievably important to what they do. Did he make a million plays? Is he going to show up all over the stat sheet? No. But was his presence absolutely necessary to get to where you were going to go? Yeah, no question about it. Go back a couple of years ago, and this guy was always one of my favorite Rams. Super under the radar guy, but played really hard and made big plays when you need to and was always kind of around it when good things were going to happen. Nickell Roby-Coleman, former USC player, Buffalo Bills, been around the league a long time. But that dude was always in big plays. You know, he's not picking off a million passes. He's not sacking the quarterback like Aaron Donald. But my goodness, if that guy isn't around big moments over and over and over again. And that's kind of where A'shaun Robinson was in the Super Bowl. And I'm glad that Raheem Morris brought it up because those are the sorts of moments. Your star players have to be stars. Right, you can't win the Super Bowl if your quarterback's just kind of out there. Not if it's a guy like Matthew Stafford. If it's a guy like Brad Johnson a million years ago, or Trent Dilfer, and that's the way that you play, that's different. But I'm saying you're not going to win the Super Bowl if you show up and Joe Montana plays like Trent Dilfer. You're not going to win the Super Bowl if Matthew Stafford plays like Jared Goff. You're going to need to get high-level performances from your high-level guys. Cooper Kupp's a perfect example. But that next tier of guys down, those are the guys that I think are particularly interesting. Those are the guys that I think the Rams have been able to identify a lot better than some other teams along the way. And Robinson certainly falls in there. And this is somebody that, you know, maybe bounces around a little bit, but all of a sudden they get to the Rams and the culture of the team, the culture of your surrounding teammates, guys like Aaron Donald, guys like Von Miller, even though he's there for a very short period of time, guys like Jalen Ramsey, guys are just pros, man. They just go about doing things the right way every time. All of a sudden, you get those sorts of performances. You have a head coach that demands and sets a bar at a certain level, and I need you to get here. And if you get here, everything's going to work out just fine for all of us. We're going to win games. You're going to make money. We're all going to be happy. Fans will be happy. But if you don't, we're going to go find somebody else to do it. That's all you can really ask. And when guys understand that, and especially when guys are hungry to maybe get another deal, maybe get back to making a little bit more money, they're going to fall in line. And I think that's a very, very good example of exactly that. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. And now for a very big announcement. Starting Thursday, April 28th, turn into the Locked On NFL's draft live coverage of the 2022 NFL draft with all 3 days of real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. And for those of you dying to know who your team will take, catch Odyssey and Locked On NFL's mock draft special hosted by Brian Peacock and former scout Matt Williamson of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show all week leading up to that first pick. It is the Locked On NFL Draft Live, Locked On the NFL Draft YouTube page, the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft. That's on Odyssey and Locked On NFL Draft podcast feeds. And it's coming up April 27th. That is at 4 o'clock Pacific. April 29th, that's coming up at 3 o'clock Pacific. And April 30th, that would be at 8:30 a.m. out here on the West Coast. That's for the Locked On NFL Live Draft. And then the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft, that is April 18th through the 22nd, and of course the 25th. And I've already made a few picks in that one myself, so make sure that you check all of that out. The Locked On NFL Draft Live and the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft. Had the Built Bar today, right? The coconut almond Built Bar, because I'm trying to, they got something coming up this summer. I want to make sure that I'm looking at least a little bit better than I might. And you need to make some good decisions with your food, right? You know how it is that you get to a certain point, you can exercise a lot, but you got to make good food choices. And this is where Built Bar comes in, right? This is where you're looking for low calorie, high protein, replace all the junk that you're eating with Built Bars. They're just better. I could give you all the reasons why, but it's as simple as this. Typical candy bar, anywhere for 200 to 300 calories. At Built Bar, nothing like that. 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. It's just going to blow your other junky stuff out of the water. And they taste good too. How about that? So you don't feel like you're forcing yourself to eat something. You want to do it too. So go check it out. Built Bar, mint brownie, coconut almond. That's the one I just had. Built Bar, always about the taste. They make it taste great and it's good for you. Go to built.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off of your order. Promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Okay, so like we like to do occasionally here on Locked On Rams, thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Make sure you click that subscribe button on both the Locked On Rams YouTube channel and, of course, in your podcast feed. And go ahead and check me out on Twitter as well, at Travis Rogers. We'd like to read some of the YouTube comments along the way and hear what you guys have to say about the team and what you want to talk about here on the podcast. This one comes from Kevin DeClerc. And we're talking about Tyrann Mathieu potentially still being out there, still maybe having a place to land. He says, McVay is humble enough to learn from others and his own mistake. As he gains more success, hopefully he won't become centered and stubborn like Pete Carroll and lack the ability to innovate and regresses into one-dimensional approaches. He has been there at times, but he adapts and he adjusts in time. Practically every team is going to try and push our O-line around and see that as an Achilles heel of the Rams and also the way to snuff out our run game. We'll be keen to see how that's addressed before the regular season. That's where they save money and got a lot of value, but can't take the same approach. Okay, a couple of different things there. Look, the Rams' offensive line has been a topic of conversation 3-4 years in a row. And other than the year they missed the playoffs a couple of years ago, it's been okay. It's been somewhere between pretty darn good and okay. I don't know if that's necessarily an Achilles heel, but when you look at where you're going to attack the Rams, where else are you going to try to get that done, right? I agree with you that it'll be interesting to see how that new unit, especially with no Andrew Whitworth, especially with no Austin Corbett around the way, you're going to have at least 2 new starters there, and how that all comes together. I think you're right. It'll be interesting to see. What Kevin was talking about with the Seahawks becoming one-dimensional, I think is part of the reason that I'm as bullish on the Rams moving forward as I am, not just because they're super fun to watch, which they have been, and not just because they've been really good 4 out of the last 5 years. Sean McVay does the thing that I would argue is perhaps the most important thing for any coach to do in really in any sport. And I'll use a really good example on this. Let's talk about Greg Popovich in the NBA. Greg Popovich is kind of a grump and kind of a surly old guy, but he's pretty nimble in how he goes about it. The Spurs had a bunch of different teams that were very, very good, and he coached them all very differently. When he's got young guys, they play fast. When he doesn't, he can play a little more slowly. When he wants to do one thing, they can do it. And he's constantly evolving in the way that he goes about doing things. And I think that, you know, and he's one of the best to have ever done it. Let's talk about Sean McVay. Sean McVay gets stubborn at times, but not to the point of where the whole thing just breaks down and stops working. He'll get stubborn to the point where maybe he'll make the same play call a few times in a row, maybe even a few weeks in a row. And I think that's what happened during that 3-game skid during November. But it wasn't one of these, this is the way we do it. We're never going to change it. This is my style. This is my philosophy. This is how it works for me. And just trying to hammer it over and over and over again. And it never changes. I think you realize, okay, that's not working. I got to go to plan B. I need to, I'm going to try it again. It's not if it doesn't work once, you abandon ship. Von Miller was talking about that. The Rams are pretty steady in about how they go do it. But if we have to do it with a rebuild offensive line, fine. We need to go get a new quarterback, fine. We need to go out and get a new player here, there, whatever. They're incredibly flexible in how they go about doing it. They have a structure that they believe in, and they try to find people that are going to fit into that structure successfully. But when it comes to games, when it comes to – let's go back to the Super Bowl. They were trying to run their offense in the fourth quarter, and then finally said, you know what, forget it. Let's just throw it to Cooper Kupp. Ready, break. And guess what happened? They won the Super Bowl. You have to be willing to know when it's time to zig after you've been zagging all this time. And he is terrific at it. I think that's a very good observation, Kevin. Well done. Let's read another one of these. This one is from Chris Knapp Sr. The Rams need to finish locking Donald up and getting Gaines back. He's going to be getting better, and we need him for the culture and making what we will continue if the player's mindset will not be selfish, but to play for the team and each other. It's a great place to play, and that idea works for the team. It has great players and good coaches. Let the Rams roll and get guys on the bus and move forward. The ride could last a long time. The ride will last. There are different waves to this. Thank you, Chris. The first wave is, how long is Aaron Donald Aaron Donald? You've heard me talk about this a lot, so I won't go into it too much because I've said it before on more than one occasion. But when Les Snead says you need to know how open your window is, this is what he's talking about. Who's your best player? Can he impact your entire culture? Yes is the answer to that with Aaron Donald. Is he a generational player? Hall of Fame. You're probably not going to get one of these ever again. And if you are, it's going to be a very long time. Yeah, he is. Okay, so if those two things are true, let's go. Let's move heaven and earth to try to get it done. And they have. So part of their window, the bus, to use your analogy, is how long is Aaron Donald driving the bus, or at least sitting right behind the driver of the bus as your best player? For a while now, right? He's been that, but it feels like he's still at a pretty high level. So have at least a few more years, it would seem. The other part of it, the window for the Rams or the bus, is Sean McVay. If Sean McVay continues to be as invested and as competent and as driven as he has been through the first 5 years of his career, even after Aaron Donald leaves, now the window gets much more difficult to slide through because he basically just smashes the thing open with his talent. But Sean McVay will find a way to get through a narrower window. This is what we're talking about. And because, look, cities are the cities. You can't make Philadelphia Los Angeles any more than you can make Los Angeles Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's just, they are what they are. Some guys like smaller places. Some guys don't. Some guys want a lot of action. Some guys don't. Some guys want to live on the West Coast. Some guys don't. You can't change any of those. Those are the fixed costs. Those are the things, you know, cap space. But the winning, which they can control, and the talent and the coaching, which they can control, that's going to determine how open that thing is. And that's why I think that even if, as Donald starts to age, and I don't think we're super close to it, it's going to get better and better and better. Okay, this one's from Patrick Reddick, and this is going to serve as our last one and also set us up for what we have coming up on the next podcast. Patrick Reddick writes, I want Gilmore over the Honey Badger. It's a really interesting question and something that, like I mentioned, I want to get into on the Locked On Rams Tuesday podcast coming up, because both of those guys are still available, and we'll figure kind of the benefits and perhaps maybe a little bit of the drawbacks of both of those guys. The fact that we're even having this conversation speaks to the place that the Rams are in, but we'll leave it right there. We'll come back and we'll talk about that one coming up on the podcast tomorrow. Again, my name is Travis Rogers. Click that subscribe button that you are listening to this podcast feed on right now. Make sure you get it in there every single day. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen. And now for your second listen, make it Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL corner Eric Crocker bring the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.